Thank you, Lord God, for those who have cared for us. Lord God, we thank you for their love. Some are with us and some are not. But we can reflect and remember, Lord God, their goodness, their love, even as human beings with ups and downs. God, we know that we were blessed to have them. So God, thank you. Thank you today that we have all, those of us who are here and under the sound of my voices, if they have their mothers with them or their mothers themselves, Lord God, that they will know that you are with them. You are with us. God, and in these times we need you. Lord God, we need you more than we have ever needed you before, Lord Jesus. So have mercy today on all of us, God, but especially on the mothers. Speak now, Lord God, for we are listening. Speak a word for us, a word that we could live by, a word of hope, a word that sustains, and always, Lord God, a word of love. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me on the submission to your holy will. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because God, you are a God of love, and you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Redeemer, you are our Savior, and you are our rock, and you are our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so, friends, today is Mother's Day. I mean, you must know it by now if you're watching from outer space. I've said it so many times already this morning. If you're watching me from outer space, you know it's Mother's Day. And I thought about it today. I thought about last week what to do on today as we, for the sermon, and come together. You know, there's so much going on in the world. And today we want to really get to a place of what? Just rejoicing in the Lord for the mothers. Mothers, today is Mother's Day. We know both parent, mother and father. So let me give a disclaimer. We know both men and women are going through hard times right now. We all are as a people. But today I want to focus on the woman. Many of these women are nurses. There are a lot of mothers who are nurses. There are a lot of mothers who are teachers. There are a lot of mothers who are in, not only are women mothering in their homes anymore, only their children, but they're out working, facing, they're in the army, they're everywhere. And they are facing the trials and tribulation that is in the world. And so today, I really want to rejoice and to lift up the mothers. All of us, all women, lift us up today. Let us come today in a joyful spirit for one moment in time. That Mother's Day would show up during this time of pandemic, it's a reason for us just to take a few minutes and just celebrate. So mothers, I invite you now, could you just give yourself a hug? Give yourself a virtual hug, mother, wherever you are, just hug yourself. Just hug yourself that you have come through and yet you're going through, and we don't even know how we are going through. But we're going through by God's grace and through God's mercy. And for that, we want to give God thanks. So mothers, I know you couldn't, I'm sorry, let me just get my little picture here. I know mothers that you could not, we could not go out. Do you know what would have happened, mothers, today? Do you know what we would have been doing? Oh dear Lord, think about it, mothers. Last year, we would be at the stores. We would have been shopping all week. Last week, we would have been buying beautiful outfits and think about getting our hair done and our nails done. Mothers, isn't that the truth? We would have been getting things done and ready, and we'd be counting down to Mother's Day because we would have declared that we're not cooking. Right? That we're not, whether you take me to McDonald's or you take me to a fancy restaurant, Red Lobster, Olive Garden. I mean, I could go the list because I know them all, don't I? Whether or not we are not cooking and kids were going to be making things for us, and we were just going to go out. Right? That's what we would be doing. And now we are home, and, And I'm praying for all of the mothers who are home, because the kids are cooking and the dads, and some men are excellent cooks, but whatever we get today, we're going to have to be thankful.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever they give us, if, remember now, if it's a little bit dry or whatever, don't complain, mothers. You know, if they cook the turkey and it's dry and we got to tear it apart or something and pour some sauce in it, just say, oh, I love you. God bless you. Because this is the day that we come together. And certainly for those of us who have mothers have gone home to be with the Lord, we can remember the good times. The good times with them, and even times sometimes that were not so good. And we know that their mothers, that their people who have had trouble with their mothers and everything has not been always well. But today we are rejoicing in good mothers. Right? We are not doing a psychological check of mothers. This is not, we want to rejoice in good mothers, not perfect mothers, right? Because there are no perfect mothers now. There is no book written, no matter what they tell us, there's no book written to tell us how to be a perfect mother. We do the best we can. And so mothers today, when that little picture I sent you that says Happy Mother's Day, if you notice at the top it says Mother's Day 2020, the one where I was quarantined. Did you see that? And you see the mother got her little clothes ready. This is what she would have been wearing. And her t-shirt says, when I was quarantined, right? Locked in. You know, Mother's Day is a day we want to run away. Run away from folks. But this year we are inside. But we thank God for our families. And so today's sermon title is Mothers Who Pray. Today I want to focus on Christian mothers. Mothers who pray, right? Mothers who are not, don't have money or don't have $1 million or have money, but are praying mothers. You know, there's an old song that says, my mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took a little time to pray for me. I'm so glad that my mother prayed for me, right? So the chorus that goes, my mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took a little time to pray for me. I'm so glad. I forget the words. Chip, help me. And I prayed for me. My mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took a little time to pray for me. I forgot the words. I'm so glad she prayed for me. Hallelujah,
amen,
right?
Amen.
My
hallelujah.
Mother prayed for me. You know, mothers in heaven are praying now. I didn't even know I was going to sing that little song because I would have got all the words. Right? It just came to mind as I stood here. Right? My mother prayed for me, had me on her mind. And so today we want to talk about mothers who pray. Dr. Stanley talks about the characteristics of a godly woman. Right? A godly woman. A woman who serves God, who follows God, who is in relationship with God. And he says, mothers are important not only to the family, but to society as well. Regardless of any challenges you may have faced in your relationship with your mother while you were growing up, she was given to you by God and played an essential role in your life. Even in Scripture, we find all kinds of mothers, and many of them show valuable characteristics of godliness. Mothers are characterized in many different ways based on external beauty, wealth, or accomplishments. But the most important quality of a mom is godliness.
Amen.
The most important quality, because beauty will fade. Money will go or not go. We can see now. But that godliness tends to grow deeper and deeper as we get older. Right? Do I have an amen, friends? As we
amen.
Get older, we tend to hold on to God.
Amen.
Mothers are characterized in many different ways based on external beauty. I just said that. This doesn't mean perfection, but she has a quality that serves as an important model for her children. Because mothers who pray will teach your children to pray. Because no matter what I'm going through, I know that I could go on my knees before God because I watched my mother go on her knees before God. Before I knew how to pray, I didn't know quite what Mama was doing, but she was on her knees talking. And sometimes when I was young, I thought maybe she was losing it a little bit because I was young. Because she was there, just nobody was there, and she was there talking. And I'm thinking, oh boy, Mom's getting old, and she's... But she was talking to God, and guess what, friends? I'm doing the same thing. I've gone crazy myself. Because I'm on my knees talking, and if somebody's watching me, they're wondering, now what is she doing? I'm talking to God, right? Talking to God like mothers, my mom did. No woman will, and the writer says, no woman will completely express every single one of these characteristics, but the ideal godly mother is one who is growing in all these ways. And he's going to give us the list of characteristics that I'll just read for you. Nobody has all the godly characteristics, but we can grow in it. God, I'm telling you, I'm better today than I was yesterday, and I'm hoping to be better tomorrow than I am today. Through Christ, each day. And the first point, a godly mother prays and reads the Word of God. A godly mother prays and reads the Word of God. Number two, she is a mother who has learned to trust God for every need. Every need, every problem. Her kids call her from school, they're away at college, they're married, something, they've moved away, but they pick up the phone or they text now, and they email, and they write to you, and that mother will go to God in prayer for their kids. They trust in God. Three, a godly mother is generous. Oh Lord, let's talk about we're generous with our love and we're generous with our money. I just won't go there. I'm generous. You're generous with your love and you're generous. You're always wanting. And we did the same with our parents. Who is mother here? Good mother, godly mother, who do not want to give what you have to your kid. Because you want the best for them, right? A godly mother is also what? Obedient to God. It's obedient to the things of God. A mother who is also forgiving. A godly mother is what? Forgiving. Do not hold things. There's some women who, or mothers who will hold things against their own children. Not a good quality to have. We must demonstrate forgiveness so that our children will learn. A godly mother has an attitude of persistent. And sometimes the persistent could be... could be a detriment, but we're talking about it being good. When we want our own way, we will persist. But we will persist before God in prayer. We will persist in God before God in prayer. Because we're godly mothers, so we're going to be seeking God. A godly mother is a servant. How true that is. We'll serve our children, serve our husband, serve our church, serve our spouse, serve whomever. We'll serve. A godly mother lives an orderly life. A godly mother is an encourager. How true that is. Have you ever had a kid came to you, your child can't come to you and they say to you, Mom, you know, Mom, I didn't do well. I got a C. And my mother used to always say, I really did get C. I was one of those perfect children. Just kidding now, friends. But if you get what is not expected, and I would go tell my mom, and she would say, did you do your best? And I says, yes, Mom, I studied and I tried. She said, did you do your best? I said, yes. She said, then that's good enough. Encouraging. Next time, you'll do better. Always a word of encouragement. Always, she would always encourage. Did you do your best? Good mothers are encouragers. A godly mother loves unconditionally. We just love and love and love and we just love because we just love. Huh? We our heart, we see our kids, our heart you know, just opens up for them. We love godly mothers. And so today we are going to see a godly mother. Today I'm going to briefly just come to you by the example in the Bible of a godly mother. And you hear the text was read about Hannah, and I'll just summarize it. We know the text well, many of us. Hannah was married to Elkanah, right? And Elkanah had two wives, right? He had Hannah and Peninnah, two wives. And it so happens that Peninnah's womb was open and she would have children. But Hannah could not have any children. And even though the husband loved her and tried his best to make her feel wanted and cared for, she wanted to have a child. Right? And even though we say we live in modern times now, and they say, you know, the Bible was very patriarchal, women only bear children, but people still want children now. That's why we got artificial insemination and surrogacy and so on, because women want to have children. There are women who want to and there are women who don't. For a woman who wants to have a child, it's a deep pain when they cannot have a child. So Hannah wanted to have a child. And so, but she was in a hard place because the other wife, the first problem Hannah had, the other wife did what? The other wife was not good to her. The other wife, the Bible says, he had two wives, and I gave you that, but one had children, no children, but the other wife, she would what? She would tease Hannah. She would provoke Hannah. Hannah was in a hard place. Her rival made her feel bad. And year after year, Anna is going to God. Right? Because they would go up to Shiloh for prayer year after year. He says, so it went on year after year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. But here is Anna's turning point. Turning point number one. At first, they went up to Shiloh that year, and after they had eaten and drank, Hannah rose and presented herself to the Lord. Hannah decided, I am going to talk to God for myself. See, normally when they went up to prayer, the men would go into prayer. The woman would stay with the children. But Hannah presented herself to the Lord. And now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. And the Bible said she was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and she wept bitterly. Mothers, have you ever prayed to the Lord and just weep before him for yourself and for your children? Anna wept bitterly before the Lord. She took her burdens to the Lord and she began to weep. Mothers, I'm talking to you out there. I'm speaking to you as I speak to myself. Some of you are mothers and you're going through difficulties now, and or your children. I am encouraging you. Take it to the Lord and pray to him and weep before the Lord. He'll hear. The answer may not come immediately, but it will come according to his will. And so she wept before the Lord and she made this vow to the Lord. Oh Lord of hosts, if only you would look on the misery of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give your servant a male child. She's going to make a promise that this child is going to serve God all his life. And he would be a Nazarite. That means he would not cut his hair. And he shall never drink wine nor liquor, anything that would intoxicate him, and no razor shall be on his head. And she continued praying before the Lord, and Eli observed her. She was praying so hard. Have you ever prayed so hard that words cannot come out of your mouth? Mm-hmm. Have you ever prayed that there's no words anymore? You see, when we have energy, we could pray and talk and talk and talk. But there are times when we're praying, all we can do before the Lord is groan. And I think Anna was just groaning before the Lord. She was just, Lord help. Just groaning. Because her burden was so heavy. And when Eli saw her, he says, Anna was praying silently, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. You see, sometimes, mothers, when we come to the altar and we are praying before the Lord and we are crying, some people may think you're crazy, but let them think we're crazy. Sometimes they think, what are they doing again? Why are they crying? Nobody knows your pain but you. And Eli said to her, how long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Put your wine away. But Anna turned and answered, and she said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman deeply troubled. She said to her, I'm deeply troubled. I am not drinking. I am just what? Calling on the name of the Lord. She says, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. What an imagery. She's pouring out her soul. Everything in her, she's pouring out before the Lord. And so the priest left her. The Bible says, in an opportune time, Anna's womb would be opened. After that prayer with the Lord, prayer to the Lord, and that pouring out, her womb would be open and she would bear a son called Samuel, the great priest, the prophet of the Old Testament, the kingmaker. Oh, and she did what she promised God. She took him to church. Like we take our children to church. She did what she promised God. She took him and she gave him, as the text says further on, she gave him over to the Lord. Right? And Samuel will become a great priest, amen, a great prophet. The kingmaker. He would anoint Saul and then anoint David. Great Samuel, they call him the great kingmaker of the Old Testament. And that all came about because of Anna's dedication and Anna's commitment to prayer. Woman, our prayers get to heaven.
Amen.
Our prayers are heard by God. Woman, our prayers. And guess what Anna did afterwards? Anna then did what? We see Anna's prayer. She thanked God. You heard that prayer read. You could read it for yourself. But the first verses, it says, Anna prayed and says, my heart exalts in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. Because what? He had opened up her womb and blessed her. And you know what the Bible said? After Anna's womb was opened up and she had Samuel, she had many other children, 7 more children after that. God is a prayer answering God, mothers.
Amen.
God wants us to keep praying and pray for our children and keep praying and don't stop. Mothers, talking to you today. Some of us are going through difficulty right now during this time with the coronavirus pandemic. Some of us have lost jobs. Some of us we're overwhelmed like everybody else. We're weary. But mothers, do not give up on praying. Do not give up your children. You all need prayer for yourself. Your children need prayer. Even the grown ones, they need us to pray for them. Our nation needs us to pray for their mothers. The world needs us to pray for them. And we need to pray for ourselves. So mothers, keep on praying. Don't stop praying. It doesn't have to be politically correct, mothers. Keep on praying. Because God hears and answers every prayer. And I believe, friends, that our mothers who are Christian believers are in heaven praying for us. I truly believe that my mama says to God sometimes, oh, she really didn't mean that, you know, or help her. She need help. She really need help, Lord Jesus. Help my child. Please. I believe mothers are there. I think they're still around the feet of Jesus there. Every now and then they're calling out, "Oh, Jesus, you remember my daughter Marjorie? Remember my daughter Joan? Remember, Lord Jesus." Always praying. Because they're like that. So friends, we want to remember our mothers today, and we want to tell women that together our prayers work. Our prayers work individually, and our prayers work together, cooperatively. Our prayers are powerful, woman. So friends, if you were blessed with a godly mother, think about it. What qualities do you admire in her? I want to leave a little thing for you to think on today. If you were blessed with a godly mother, what qualities do you admire in her? How has she shaped who you are today? Take the time to think about your mother, especially those of us whose mothers have gone home. Even though our mothers are imperfect, there's much we can learn from the special relationship we have for them. And for those mothers who we have trouble with, let us pray for them. Let us pray for them that God will help them. And if you're a parent, it is important to decide what godly traits you need to develop in your own life. Mothers, we need to do that. And to ask God to help us model them for our children. If we are parents, we need to ask God what godly traits we should develop in our own life. We who are parents, so our kids can see it. Because the question is not if you will have an influence on them, but that what kind of influence will you have. Some others, if you're a parent, yes, you're parents because you're mothers, we should be praying to God to ask God, how can I influence my child? Because we will have an impact on their lives. We will have an impact. A child who sees the mother pray will pray. A child who sees the mother reads the Bible will read the Bible. It's important. And remember, you see the separation we have now because of COVID. We, our children are not going to be always be hanging on to us, say, go away to college. But if you have planted the seed of prayer and serving God in them, it will sustain them when everything else will fail. Mothers, may God bless you and keep you. And may you feel the presence of God around you today. And if you're alone and your children are not there today, remember that the Lord loves you and He has seen what you've done. And He will be with you no matter what. He will not leave you nor forsake your mothers. God won't. Because we have a Savior who was good to His mother to the very end. At the cross, He took care of her. Handed over her to another son. And so He is never going to leave us nor forsake us. Thanks be to God for our mothers. Amen.
Amen.